A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We heard this proclaimed taken from the first reading. Peter, however, raised Cornelius up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Instrument. One day at one of my previous assignments, I had gone to the hospital to visit our parishioners who were sick. And I saw one of our parishioners by the name of Maria on the list. And so as I was working my way through the hospital, I came to her room and I said, "Maria, how are you doing today?" "Oh, Father," she said, "I'm not well. I think I'm going to die." Maria was from an Eastern European country. And it is a custom in that country that they kiss the hands of the priest. So while we were talking, all of a sudden she went for my hands. And I knew what she was going to do. And I felt uneasy, not so much to have them kiss, but I just didn't feel I'm worthy for someone to do that. So I kind of pulled back a little bit. Well, by God, she yanked them and pulled them to her mouth. Now, if she was there because she was weak, that was not true. Boy, she had more strength than I did. And here it came. She kissed my hands, and all I could say is she must have been quite a kisser in her life. My hands were wet. And I kept saying to myself, where is the nearest hand sanitizer? But she finished, and we continued to talk and to pray, and I gave her a blessing, and I got outside the door and went right to the hand sanitizer. But I started to think to myself, I wonder if I insulted her. I mean, she wanted to do this. And as I said, it was not so much I was going to get my hands wet, but I just did not feel worthy. Now, I'm not going to put my hands out in front of you and expecting that today. I'm going to pull them back quickly. But I feel in some way, maybe St. Peter felt the same way when he said to Cornelius, get up, I am myself am just a mere human being. But yet God did some great things with St. Peter. We hope today hear Cornelius and his plan for each and every one of us. We have continued to read from the Acts of the Apostles, and our passages for this Easter season, this year of Cycle B, most of it talks about Peter or hearing him speak and proclaiming. Today's passage, we don't hear as much, but the action, I think, probably spoke louder than words. Now, there's a great deal of information that's not here to understand this passage better, so let me just kind of capture it very quickly. Cornelius was a Roman centurion. He was a Gentile. But he had a loving concern for the Jewish people, perhaps quite rare, but also, too, to take care of any needs that they had, especially the poor. So he was really regarded as a nice, good man. In a vision, he saw, and the messenger spoke to him and said, call for Peter. So out of that dream, he told his compatriots, go and get Peter. I want him to come to see me. Now, St. Peter also had a vision as well. He was envisioning that he was to sit down and to eat the food of the Gentiles, which he said, I'm not going to do that. It's unclean. But the messenger said, what God has made clean, you are to eat. So the compatriots came to him then and said, Cornelius wants to see you. So that brings us to the passage in which we heard today. As soon as Peter entered into the door, Cornelius, out of respect, gets down on his knees. And that's why Peter says, get up, I am myself am a mere human being. Who was Cornelius expecting? Was he expecting an extraordinary human being? Was he expecting an angel? Could he have expected God disguised as a human being? We don't know. But he knew that somebody was very important, very holy, was in his midst. But Peter wanted to make known to Cornelius that he was just a mere human being like him. We heard all later on in the passage in which St. Peter was very much impressed. He was calling the Jewish people to become Christians. But as perhaps this could have been maybe the first encounter he had with a Gentile who wanted to become Christian. And he says, what's stopping us from baptizing him? Which they did, and added at least one more to the fold. God was using St. Peter as an instrument to bring God to Cornelius. And now Cornelius would become an instrument to bring the faith to others. An instrument. I can't help but thinking that we are called to do the same thing by virtue of our baptism. That God calls each and every one of us to be an instrument, or hands if you'd want to say, to bring Christ to the world today. I'm going to use another story, which I believe that I did use when I first came here 2 years ago. The story goes that there was a town up in the mountains in Italy that was heavily damaged during the war. Once the war, World War II, was finished, the citizens went about to rebuild the city, but primarily their church, where they could come to pray. They started rebuilding the church brick by brick. It took time, but they got it just about all completed. But they looked at the statue of Jesus and saw that he didn't have hands. The statue was in really good shape, but the hands broke off at some hot time, were completely destroyed, that was not even recognizable in the rubble anymore. But then they got the idea, let's not replace the hands on the statue, but let that be a reminder to all of us that we now become the hands of Christ. Christ is wanting us to go forth into the world, to bring his message, to bring support, to bring joy, to bring comfort to one another. And so therefore, a statue without the hands of Jesus reminded them that they are to be the instruments now. They are the ones to bring God's word and work to the world. God is calling each and every one of us to do the same. 2 weeks from today, we're going to conclude our Easter season with the celebration of Pentecost, the beginning of the church. You and I, as members of the church, have a commission that we are all, by a virtue of our baptism, to bring the word of God to the world today. It is humbling. If we really take it seriously, we see that God calls each and every one of us. And if you can imagine how Peter was, how he felt himself so unworthy in what he had said done to the Lord before his death and resurrection, and after Jesus had appeared to him after the resurrection. But God calls you and me to be instruments of God's work, to be his hands in the world today. May our celebration of the Eucharist give us the strength one more time to go forth from here and be God's instrument in his hands of his work today.